On Thursday, the St Luke's Health Northwest Thunder announced their new coach for season 2021 because the current coach, Sam Armstrong, decided that he's going to step down at the end of the season. That didn't happen, but the new coach, no surprise, is of course Nick Haywood, who's been assistant coach for a while, and he's been good enough to join me in the studio this morning, along with the team's marketing manager, Michael Rowlands. Congratulations, Nick. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, Martin.
Rowley, thanks for coming in. Just tell us about the idea of becoming coach. Was it something that was always in the back of your mind, and you're probably thinking, oh, one day when Sam steps down, that could be the job for me?
Yeah, I certainly wasn't thinking it'd be this soon, but yeah, it's always been a challenge. I was thinking that it might come about,
yep.
And yeah, it happened sooner rather than later, but yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, you've served an apprenticeship now as an assistant coach. How did you find that?
Oh, it was great. I've got big shoes to fill. Sam's a brilliant basketball mind. So I've certainly got a lot of work to do, but yeah, I learned a lot off him over the last few years.
Well, you've had something like about 350, I think, games in that competition, in the NBL 1 as it's now known, and you're captain of the Thunder for quite a few years, and that would have given you, you know, that sort of leadership role.
Yeah, certainly did. And yeah, all the coaches and guys that I've played with over the years, I suppose, looked up to me as that on-court leader as well, you know, being a point guard. Even though I was playing with guys like BJ and Sam, yeah. I still had a bit of a leadership role within the crew, so it's definitely helped me get ready for something like this.
And looking forward to next season, obviously you'll have a fair bit of input into the squad as a coach. Have you got some, without giving too many secrets away, have you got a few things in mind where you're going to go with it?
Yeah, certainly. I suppose my start is to build a good local base, and there's lots of guys that are keen to play, obviously, because they missed the opportunity this year with the COVID stuff. So, look, I've got a healthy bunch of guys that are ready to go, and some new faces as well, and then we'll see what happens with the recruits, whether we can get a couple from America or whether it's New Zealand or around Australia somewhere. We'll see how we go.
Okay, now it's only been a couple of days since you were announced as a coach, and I'm sure you told a few people on the quiet and said, don't say anything until it's announced on Thursday, but what sort of reaction have you had?
Pretty positive one. Mm. A lot of people are really supportive. I've mentioned to lots of people, actually, I've got some great basketball minds in my corner that I'm going to lean on.
Right.
Look, no secret, I'm going to have a lot to learn. It's going to be a huge year in terms of getting myself ready. But I've got some good minds that I can reach out to and hopefully get some good feedback from.
Okay, well, best of luck with that. Rowley, the year that wasn't, obviously you had big plans at the start of the season, as a lot of people did, and then it all got cancelled. That's got to be very annoying and frustrating, and I guess you can't wait for 2021.
Yeah, good morning, and good morning to all the listeners. And yeah, you're right, we... leading this time last year, we were really positioning ourselves really strong for, we thought we were kind of in a window, even though we finished outside of the playoffs. We thought we recruited well locally and recruited well from overseas. And I guess, and probably our strongest local contingent in the last, 5 to 7 years. So it was, we only had two recruits for the team, but we thought we could push for a top four finish. And when you get to a top four and you have some momentum, we thought we were in that window, but we hit the reset button, and there's opportunities for opportunities everywhere during COVID-19. I'm an optimistic guy, and I think Nick's going to be in a good position, as well as the club.
I think the last time I had you in the studio was actually when you announced St Luke's Health as the naming rights sponsor. Mm-hmm. It's good that they've sort of hung around, because for them it was a season that never happened as well.
Yeah, that's right. They've been fantastic and been in regular touch with them. They've also gone through rebranding, so that we'll have to get touch base with them on that. But they're a tremendous sponsor. They're a tremendous story. They're a not-for-profit health insurer, and for those that are, there's a lot of people sitting on the edge of whether they should or shouldn't be in health insurance, and these guys, being not for profit, it's usually about the members. So.
I'm a member, so I can say that it's great. So they do a good job. Yeah. When do you start sort of planning for next season? Now, obviously, I guess once we knew that Sam had stepped down as coach, and there was no issues there, he wanted to do it, spend more time with his family. It came as a surprise as much to you, I guess, as everyone else. So your first job was to get a new coach, and you've done that now. What's the next step to get ready for 2021?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just supporting Nick in his transition. And he's probably spoke, I regard Nick highly as far as the basketball mind goes. He probably downplayed it a bit, as most people do on radio. But, Nick's played 387 NBL, CBL games, and 400 NWBU games, well respected along the coast, and he's a teacher, and he's got natural leadership skills. So he's if you could write a story about his basketball career and life, this is just a natural part of it. So it's fantastic to have someone like Nick willing to step up. It's a massive commitment. It's great now when you're learning the ropes, but when it comes mid-season, you've lost a couple of games, things pressure does come on you, and it's Nick will have his own perceived scrutiny on himself.
You mentioned you could write a book about it. You're actually writing a book, weren't you, Nick, about the history of the NWBU?
He's done that.
Yeah, he's done that. Man of many traits. I'll drop you one in, Martin.
Okay, so it's out and about. Yeah. How did you, when the project finished, satisfied with the way it came out?
Yeah, a little bit rushed towards the end, but yeah, definitely got everything in I wanted to.
Yeah.
Rich history on this coast.
I think I ripped you off of a few games there. I said over 350, 380 with the NBL one. So with the book, did that the pandemic interfere with that much, or you had a launch date in mind? Did it happen as planned?
Yeah, no. I'd finished way before that. It was actually last year, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to get you a coffee, mate.
Yeah,
he did a great job, but he's still a teacher.
Yeah, 12 months late. You know, look, hopefully down the track you'll be able to write a book on the history of the Thunder. You know, and I mean, there's been a long history when we go back to the days when Devonport used to have a team in the in the NBL and then the SCABL as it was then. So there's a history there waiting to be told.
He done a great job of that, and I think the people that were involved over the union over the long term, it was good to get some. Perspective of it. It's been great.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Congratulations again, Nick, on the appointment as coach. I look forward to talking to you many times during the season. But guys, once again, thanks for coming in and good luck with 2021.
Thanks, Martin.
Thanks for your support.